Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another monthly Plug-in Radar webinar. For this webinar, we built it so that we're trying to find the undiscovered plugins, the things that are coming down the pike, that maybe they're at the very beginning stages of its development, but things that you should be aware of that are coming that may be useful both now and in the future. I always try and find things that are everything from a wide variety of systems, from calendaring stuff to image editing to design to layout to any type of unique functionality that it brings to WordPress. So the handout, and you'll see this in just a moment, that there's a few of the plugins that are, I'm going to share with you, I'm not recommending yet because they're still either broken or they don't work with certain versions of PHP yet. Give them time. I think they will be worth it in the long run as long as the developer keeps working with it. Okay, so let's get started here because we're going to dive into a plugin called Simple Calendar for Google. There are tons of plugins out there that can help you embed a Google Calendar item. But sometimes they can be just more advanced than they need to be. Sometimes we simply have a client that maybe they have a studio, aka Paul. You have a client who does a dance studio and they maintain their calendar on Google. And they want just a simple way to show what's happening on their site. So I'm going to show you just the output of this. This is with zero styling. It just uses whatever the theme's got going on. In the calendar post, it is able to take your whatever's on Google calendar, and for some reason right now, oh, there we go. So it formats everything by the date and the title of the thing gives a simple little time. Nothing more. Very simple. One of the reasons why this is great is it does awesome for caching. Now let's dive a little bit deeper to show you how easy it is to set this up. So the simple Google Calendar plugin, in the backend, all you need to know is the ID. I understand. I think there is something going on with the internet right now. So we're going to try and press through for this. And it's not a major issue. So give me 1 second. I'm going to run a little test to see the speed. Hopefully things aren't downloading in the background. They shouldn't be. Okay, I'm going to keep talking. It looks like we're now coming back. It is a little bit slower than I want it to be, but I think it will come back. We may have little bits that fade in and out. All right. So we come over for simple for Google. All you have to do is, A, you have to use the Google Calendar API. That's something similar to when we were looking at creating an API for Google Maps. And it's a free Google API. You just go to that Google Developer Console. And if you go to the Google Developer Console, it will allow you to create a calendar API, a free API. And there we are. I'm going to try and fight through this because, yes, I do see internet is going in. So bear with me. Hopefully you guys stick around. So here we have a free Google Calendar API. And we also have a number of calendar IDs that you can simply grab inside Google Calendar. You simply grab the API. How many of you have no idea where the Google Calendar API is? Not the full one, but your calendar ID. If anybody doesn't know where the calendar ID is, we can come over here to Google Calendar. You go to whatever your own Google Calendar is or your client. Calendar, and they can share with you the client calendar so they can continue managing it. So what we do is let's grab the WP Studio here, and this is especially if you have a client who uses this, where they can simply share with you their calendar. So you then come in here and you go to the space of a shared calendar, and that's what this is. The shared calendar is actually coming from Zoho. I come all the way down here and I get special calendar ID. So I take that calendar ID, even if it's somebody else who's managing the calendar, my own calendar that I'm that is shared with me is going to have its own ID. I then come back, paste it in this, hit add ID, and it will simply populate everything. Now, you can choose to use just regular short code, and that will compile all the different calendars into one feed, which is really nice if you've got to manage 8 different calendars, but you want to display a single feed. You can simply add as many calendars as you want, and it will output all of them into that area. Or you could simply add that ID that we just grabbed here into a short code so that you can display one. So it's a very simple, there's no other settings. You can go through, basically it's just going to output the information. It's a very basic, very simple, but it gets the job done. All right, let's go take a look at the next one. The next one is going to kick off errors, but I want you to know about it because I think it's going to be useful in the future. It's called WP Fortune Wheel. Now, before I activate it, I do want you to know, because it's going to kick off some errors, it's not fully compatible with the PHP 7, and that's why it's kicking off some errors. I believe it's going to be worth it to monitor this. Now, there's a lot of e-commerce plugins, Easy Digital Downloads, WooCommerce, that have their own type of fortune wheel, something where a user comes to the site and in exchange for subscribing to your email list, they get to spin the wheel, and where it falls, you can give them a free ebook, a 10% off coupon, you know, anything like that. It's just an interactive way to do it. The reason why I'm bringing this one up is it's platform agnostic. You don't have to tie it to a specific e-commerce thing. You don't even have to do e-commerce with it. You can just simply say you have a chance to win 4 different things and it'll all come in the email depending on what you want to win or what you do win. So let's take a look at this, even though it's going to kick off errors. So WP Fortune Wheel is going to create this area. So ignore all the errors that are going to show here. So basically what's going on here is you can choose how often somebody that comes to your site can use the wheel spin. Are you going to do it 24 hours? So every day they can come. So you could actually have an event that you're building up to where people can slowly maybe get a bunch of coupons that they can stack for the final purchase of a ticket, or there's any number of things. So you look at step one. Step two is, where do you want this to position? When do you want this to show up? I'm going to put this on. Actually, we'll just put it on this. We're going to see it actually happen in just a moment. So it's going to be everywhere. It's going to pop up for us basically. I think this is between 1 and 5 seconds of being there. I think that's what it is. Then in step three, we begin to do our email description. So basically this is going to be actually, let me go to the front and you can kind of see where this is. So we come over here and hopefully it will pop up. There, here's our wheel, pops up. So now we can win amazing prizes and you can put your information in here. So that's your information. You can choose your images, your colors, titles, blah, 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 GDPR, where you can actually force them to check the box, which is great. So this is where we are. We can enter your name and your email. Step four is we choose the probability. So we can actually say, okay, this is going to have, looks like 30% you lose, 10% you win, 30%, 15, 15. So we have prize value. And again, we need to put something in there. You can choose what it's going to be, type of prize, and we put the value in here. You're going to see where we do this, or you put a code in here. So if I did this, let's change this just so you can see. You win a 30% off coupon. And we would do 30 off coupon, just so you see where that is, prize value. Okay, let's just save that just so it's a little bit different. Hopefully it doesn't break everything. Oh, must equal. Awesome. We now broke it. Let's go back to step 30, 60, 70. Okay, so it's way over. So let's just do this. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's just do 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. We'll make it really easy, and 30 on this. Okay, so I think there. We got our thing. Okay, so step 4 is there. Step 5, then we have our email. This is what goes out to, congratulations, you just won. You spinned and won the prize label and the prize value. See, when we put our label in there of the prize value, it's going to insert that in there. So it's automatically going to send them the coupon code. And then finally, you have, all right, once you have spun, we're going to hide the wheel. Congratulations, you have won this. So now that we've saved this, and we can come over here, bob@bobbobbob.com. Test your fortune. We're spinning our wheel. And, okay, hey, we won. Congratulations, you win. So you'd have to adjust this, but it's a great idea. It's completely platform agnostic. You can make it do anything else. You can, in this setting here, setting things up, you can have it be the URL for an ebook. You could have it just send off whatever prize you want. It's going to go off into their email. So nice little solution that I want you to keep your eyes peeled for, but don't use it right now because it's going to kick off errors in the back end. So let's turn this off so we can continue. All right. The next one I did highlight, there's a brand new contact form 7 conditional fields. Contact Form 7 has a number of plugins that do conditional fields. So I just want you to know that there's a new one on the market. Basically, it's a simpler conditional fields. It turns every field into having conditional tags because Contact Form 7 doesn't come with that out of the box. I bring this up because there are a number of you who inherit WordPress sites from other clients, from your clients, and they're using old Contact Form 7 and they're not ready to move to something else. They just need a quick modification. Knowing that you can do conditional logic will hopefully help. All right. The next one is what I consider the awesome plugin for today. There is a plugin called WP Paint. This includes an entire brand new image editor for WordPress. There will be a pro version someday, but it's not there yet, basically because they just released this week, I believe. So what happens is you go to your media library, and when we're in our media library, and it shows up our different images, we've got a brand new Vlad Studio one, we click on our image, and normally in WordPress, we could edit image. Now we can edit image using WP Paint. Watch what happens now. We click this and a brand new WP Paint interface loads up that not only can handle layers, it can actually allow you to paint on and deal with a whole bunch of stuff. And I think right now we're entering into another state where internet's having a few issues because this loaded up really quickly earlier. So bear with me 1 second while this works on loading. I'll check and make sure we don't have anything else going on. Yes, it's potentially very cool if I can get it to load on our slow internet. Let's try this again. Edit image using WP Paint. Why are we having so many problems? Okay, sometimes because this JavaScript, I'm going to hit refresh in the media library. Actually, let's get rid of that. Notice how even though I close these images, all right, let's try this again. All right, so what I'm going to do is just to show you, while this hopefully loads in the background, I'm going to pull over this item. So you should be now seeing the WP image editor. So what happens is it's going to load up a full-blown, still not going, full-blown image editor that within this image editor, you can, where'd it go? This one. I'm going to see if I can open this image in a new tab so I can actually just explain what this is, what the interface will look like. So the interface allows you to not only use a pen, erase, highlight, markup, add text, you can even, deal with the borders. What I was trying to hopefully do is get these layers and effects so I could show you. But this is a huge area where we can start creating layers over here on the right-hand side, moving things up and down. You can hide layers so that you can kind of create something that maybe would have an alert for a certain event that's going to happen, add that layer in, remove the layer, you're not going to lose it. And let's see if we're, and it's still not loading. I wonder if there's something else going on because this was working earlier, but I wonder if I added another plugin that's causing issues. So I would encourage you to check this out. If you click on upgrade, it simply says, we don't have anything yet. Would you like to enter your email address when something comes? I think they're just going to add pro things that will be like more advanced layering, maybe effects to layers. But it does look, everything that I'm seeing is buried within WordPress. Now you could have a full-blown image editor that will handle a lot of the stuff we may tend to try to fire up, just any type of image editor, Photoshop or Pixelmator or, any of those image editors where all we're trying to do is a quick edit on an image. This may be the effect that we will have. I would encourage you to check it out on your own website. Currently, there are no upgrades, but it's definitely something that you'll want to check out. All right. The next one, I put that on the list. I just want you to know about something called Carto, Carto, because last week we talked about Google Maps. This is a new one that has a fresh interface to deal with Google Maps. So I just, if you're still looking for that, check that out. All right, so let's go to the next plugin, which is called Mini Newsletter. Some of you will have clients who don't have a lot of subscribers yet. They're looking for a simple way to send out newsletters. They don't know where to start. They're not quite sure. They're not ready for a full-blown newsletter requirement. And this mini newsletter plugin does something that's really cool. First, there is a short code that you can quickly add that adds a newsletter subscription area. Bob at bob.com. We click the thing and we're successfully subscribed. So where's that going? It's going into an email list right now. Basically, we just have a spreadsheet email list. It's actually super simple, at least for now. If you simply if you need to copy and paste it, put it into a spreadsheet, and then just select the email address list if you need to import it into something else. But here's what makes it unique. Yes, you have some basic text settings, but here in the send email, I have basically an email sending system that can automate a bunch of things. I can send an email, literally directly an email to myself by checking this box. Hey, do you want to grab lunch? And when I do that for the subject, I can do a custom message. Let's grab lunch. Boom. And it sends the email, sends the message. Or if they're just wanting to start to alert all the users who sign up on their website, who sign up on the newsletter, I can say, show me the 5 latest posts from my website. Here's our paragraph that occurs before the message body, and then a paragraph that, or whatever, however much text, custom text after. And this is what it will look like. It will grab the featured image, the title, the basically the excerpt, and then a link to read the full article. So it will automatically create it. So if you have a client who is blogging regularly, you could just send it to everybody who subscribes. Now, the way they get into it is there is a short code that you can place somewhere that's going to place a subscription thing. That's the only way you can get into it. Now, this is very early on. There's a lot of things like it. There's no GDPR stuff. There's other things that would need to get into this, but it's a start that keeps things basic, and it may be, especially if you have small groups, maybe community groups that they're not using Facebook for their community group. They're kind of trying to start their own website. This could be a solution until you get them used to using newsletters or sending that information out. So it's called Mini Newsletter. All right. The next plugin I'm going to talk about is called Full Screen Ad. I am not looking at this as a encouragement for you guys to create full screen ads. Nobody likes them. But what it can do is, a number of you work with nonprofits or other groups that have events that take place. And if you're like anything else, any of these other groups where they will use like social media or Twitter to say, hey, if you're at the event, use this hashtag. So that's what we're going to do. I am going to, basically, we're going to activate this full screen ad. It's going to automatically close after 10 seconds. This way we'll see it. And then we can add our custom style. We're just going to center it, and you should head over to Twitter to join the conversation. Bob for life is going to be our hashtag. Now we can go through and we can, skip this ad in. that's noticed in the background, whatever you want. But you can design this entire alert. You can add in your scripts. You can add in other things so that if you are trying to get people to subscribe to something or do something, we can do all that. So save the change. Now I'm going to come back to our site. And what should happen is, boom. Actually, we don't have this. All right, let's just change. Oh, background color. Let's change the background color to, we need to go, that's the background notice bar. Let's add, because I didn't see this, so let's change the color. Just so that hopefully we can see it. Interesting. I'm not seeing whatever it is. All right, let's add an image in here. Maybe we're... Okay, now it's not even showing at all. All right, so let's save the changes here. Okay, I'll have to dig deeper into this to figure out why. Again, this is a brand new plugin. They may actually be having issues, but I put this out there because it may be this is an easier way. If they get it working, if you need a simple landing page that will redirect people to different locations, it's something to keep in your back pocket. It may or may not work how we want it to work. All right. Now, what I do know, let's deactivate this so that we don't have that annoying aspect. There's another plugin called Wiki Lookups. Their information with, hey, we're telling you the truth. Here is a real definition of something. So what you can do is there is a short code called Wiki Popup, and you surround whatever word you want. And it's going to pop up the article on mountains on Wikipedia. Or you can set the title for the pop-up box. You can set the language that it opens. And you can kind of sort different information. So there's lots of card options that you can deal with. So let's come over here and see this in action. If we come over here to our Hello World post. So what I've done is I've wrapped the word WordPress with the... okay, we now have really destroyed this site with the full screen ad. It keeps popping up. So I'm going to deactivate this. Let's find it so that we can stop interrupting everything on the page. All right. So when we hover over our item, it loads the Wikipedia article. And once the Wikipedia article is loaded, they can choose whatever they want. They can learn more. They can go to the Wikipedia article. So Wiki Lookup also allows us to choose how we want it to display. Is it a card? What's the theme we're going to use? What's their display? And how do we want to display the support of Wikipedia? The great thing is Some of your clients may have their own wikis. If they use MediaWiki, which is the majority of all wikis out there, you can add your own source. So you don't have to use Wikipedia. If we set a new source, remove the default source of Wikipedia, we now have the ability to have them customize and display information from their own wiki. So this is great if a client, they already have a wiki, it's been in existence for a long time, lots of information is useful. You don't have to repurpose that information. You don't have to rewrite it all into WordPress. You could use this type of a plugin to look all their data in their wiki. Now, if you've never done this, MediaWiki is a PHP installation. You have to go install it yourself, manage your own wiki, and you can, installing this plugin, you can learn more about MediaWiki here. Has nothing to do with WordPress. It's just a completely separate PHP-based content management system. All right. Another plugin that is kind of strange, but it can do some stuff I didn't think anybody was working on. It's called WP Better Pages. Now, WP Better Pages basically says, for most people working with grid CSS and WordPress, it's not the easiest thing to do. So what it does is say, you know what? We can create, and they're all short codes that run and create grid CSS. You can kind of see how where they have their areas and all this stuff. But this can be complicated to figure out where you're trying to put things. Oh. The developer built this convert to grid. What does this mean? How many of you have ever gone over here playing around with layout stuff with grid.layout.com? I know we talked about this website a long time ago with grid CSS, but this basically it says how many grid columns do you want, how many grid rows, how many grids. So let's just say, all right, grid columns, we're going to get rid of this and we want in pixels. So we're going to make sure that this is 200 pixels. So notice how we've got our grid being created. Let's get rid of this. So we'll just have two. So notice how we've now created something that's a little bit unique. We can increase the gap so that there's some spacing. See how that's all now spaced out. I come over here to get the code. So now we're going to simply grab this and then copy this, go back over to WP pages, the WP Better Pages convert grid. Just type that in there. Click convert. And it will automatically create the short code for you. And it's already using everything that you need. And the short code, basically now you just wrap whatever information you want around this. Now, you can do all those things. They've got other, this plugin also has some additional support videos that you can watch. And you'll notice I put that link here in the handout. So for the WP Better Pages, you can watch a small video about how he copies and pastes, bring the stuff in completely free. And it also, if you don't want to build your own layouts or structures, you don't want to use a page builder, you don't want to use anything, you can simply say, all right, I want to create a review section that looks like this. So I want to create something that looks like this. So we come over here to the templates, the review sections. Again, I looked at this sample. Here's this first sample. I simply click template one. It gives me the entire layout. We just simply copy Whoops, I didn't mean to paste. Copy. And let's close this. Now let's go to a post, and we're going to show you how easy it is to then set this up. So review. Put this in here. So basically, yes, you have to work with short codes for this. So it is a downside, but for those of you who are just going to copy, paste, put something up, manage it, we set this whole thing up, we hit publish, and when we go view the site, we now have garbage. Some of the short codes work, some of them didn't. Oh, I think I know why. We don't have Font Awesome installed. So I would think this plugin would install it for us. Let's check. Sure. I would think it comes with it. All right, so something to keep in mind, it's a lot of tutorials, a lot of examples. There's something in this that is not installing that, the Font Awesome stuff. So I'll have to dig in to figure out why. Oh, here it is. This plugin uses these items. So since we're not using these plugins, it's not going to show. You have to also install all these plugins. All right, so I'm going to actually send a link to the guy to show him how to make plugins dependent on other plugins. I should have seen that before. But something to look at. It's a way to create better page layouts without page builders, but it still has short codes. Oh, and the final thing that I want to alert people to is I know some of you work with local towns and communities. There is a project, it's an MIT licensed project, that if you work with small towns, communities, counties, whatever, this is an ongoing project where they're continually working on development. This allows you to create graphs and statistics on ongoing data sets. So if your town has annual statistics for health services, where how many people were served and this plugin is built to basically track progress, that anybody can go in and see data, information, all sorts of sharing stuff. It's been completely done for free. Garrett County Health Department was the ones who started this whole thing, and I would really encourage you to take a look if you are looking or you have a client who wants this type of data tracking. And this would be a higher paying client because this would be a government client. So definitely take a look at this. There's some cool stuff. There's also some new plugins that directly interact with this system, this framework, that will auto-populate with data so that you can explain it to a client, you can demonstrate it to a client. But the cool thing is you don't have to be a government to use this. If you have anybody who is tracking some type of statistics that they want to be publicly sortable, publicly accessible, maybe it's a nonprofit that is vote counts. How many voters can we sign up in a month? And you want these statistics to be viewed and manipulated and looked at and sorted and, you know, where's the counties that are getting the most votes sorted? This can do it all. It handles everything from the actual graphings, the statistics, the data entry, and it also processes everything with some of the restrictions that some government entities have. So I bring this up there. I know some of you need something like this. I'm going to just say everybody should go try WP Paint on their sites, because that is the plugin that may be the solution for a number of items. Not sure why it just kind of died for us in today's webinar, but we'll keep trying different ways of displaying the content. I'm going to go back in just and see if we're getting slightly better, if it loads up immediately. Because it could also be that I actually have another plugin that is conflicting with this. So I haven't done any debugging yet, but it's always gonna, when I've done it, the test on this earlier, we had a perfect example. It brought it right up. So something is going on with the site right now. All right, I hope you guys have a great rest of the day. Go ahead and grab the handout if you want the references to all of the plugins and the links. And I will see you all in Slack. Have a great rest of the day.